Blog Talk Radio.
Fucked up from there. It should come on in a minute. You should hear it from here. But... the fuck? I don't hear nothing. Merle! Damn. Hell yeah, they make you. I might have to delete this. Ain't no, it is done.
Video, if you don't know, now you know. Nobody's expendable. Wake y'all ass up! Wake y'all ass up! Big Sean Getty, yeah, coming live from the south,
live.
With a new episode. What is a real relationship? I got my co-host,
she
in the building. Yeah, what's good?
What's good, baby girl? What's good? Shegra, what's good? Hey, I'm going to go ahead and let you take over. You know what I'm saying? Tell these folks out here what makes a true relationship. Give your input. One more game.
Yeah. Shegra P in the building, a.k.a. Shegra, a.k.a. She underscore Nigel on Instagram. Follow your girl. Anyway, I'm just in the building with my nigga Shy Jeezy and my nigga Manny Jeezy on Hater Radio. Hater Radio in the building.
Straight up, but
honestly, to me, I don't know. I mean, a real relationship is just being with somebody where you can always maximize your full potential. Because I just feel like, you know, if you overloving somebody, then you're going to underlove yourself, and that's where you're going to fuck up, you know. So you got to always make sure you're loving yourself the most. Do what the fuck you need to do for you. Fuck what a nigga gotta say, what a bitch gotta say. Do what you gotta do for you, love you. But when you are in a relationship or in a friendship or anything like that, make sure it's two-sided and you're not just taking and not giving shit back. Because a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, what do they need from you? You know what I mean? It's cool to, like, to, you know, take, but I mean, what the fuck can you give back? You know what I mean? So anytime you win something with a ship on the end of it, just know that that shit is two-sided. It's not just a one-sided shit. That's niggas. If you don't want to work, that's bitches. If you don't want to work, you know, what are you in the relationship for? What are you giving besides, you know, kissing, fucking, and some hugs every now and then? You know, that shit don't really pay the bills. So I just feel like, you know, yeah, let it be two-sided, not one-sided. Honestly, it just depends. Like, some people can take it, you know what I mean? Some people is just like straight up freaks, and it's like, alright, cool, like, let's let a bitch into the bed, you know what I mean? Like, let's do what we do, you know, and add somebody else. But if you have any jealous bone in your body, basically, like, you're really not going to be able to take that shit at the end of the day, because how do you know that your bitch is not going to want to fuck your nigga more, or vice versa, you know what I mean? Even if your bitch falls to that bitch, you mean, you know, your bitch is not picking by a bitch, but it was your idea, you know what I mean? So how you going to feel? Exactly. And what about, you know, what about friendships? What about people who never have nothing to give back, you know? Like, you kind of becoming an enabler to that friend, you know, because, like, if you're not making somebody do better, then you're an enabler.
You know, I was just close for sawing that bitch.
Relationship or what I learned in my relationship.
up the definition. I thought that the relationship could be an object too. So a relationship really means shit. You know what I mean? It could be between a pillow and a blanket. You know what I mean? That could be a relationship. So it's really what you put into it. You know, so it's really is depending on the individual.
I'm glad I didn't hurt the old fool. Let it be known, Shaq Eddie's been talking to me. I'm great, pussy out of this. None of this other motherfucking shit ain't the rain.
Chad, you don't do the deed, America. But straight up, I mean, a fuck buddy, I mean, that's definitely something good to have. And then again, if you can take it, you know what I mean? You have to know what your relationship is with somebody.
Yeah, that was really the real. You know what I'm saying? Right now, y'all can call in at 347-633-9524. Voice your opinion. What makes a real relationship a true relationship? You know what I mean? Right now, I'm going to take y'all to the cyber beats of the day. You know how we do. We'll be back at y'all. Hey, the radio. One more game.
So we left off talking about threesomes and fuck buddies and know, once again, you just got to be aware of what kind of relationship you got with somebody. Don't ever be nobody's fool. Just know what the fuck it is and do what the fuck you do. I want to hear what Manny G got to say.
Hey, the radio, drive a beat to the day. You gotta let them females, even niggas, gotta know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all gotta understand where these girls and these niggas be going at. You know what I'm saying? You can't get a misinterpretation of what's going on. Hey, the radio back one more game with Shegra in the house. You know what I'm saying? Get an understanding with your female. Niggas get an understanding. You know, you got them stalkers out there. Shit that don't go right. They want it to go right. You know what I'm saying? Thinking it's more than what it fucking is. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the radio back up in it one more game. Big Shy Getty. Shegra in this motherfucker. What's up, girl? Take over, girl.
What's good? What's good, Shy Jizzle?
Hey,
man. definitely. True story. Shit, what's that movie? No Good Deeds. That just came out recently. It's hella niggas out there like that, you know, like personally, we don't have some crazy shit with stalkers, like you brought up. So you know, it is some niggas out there that don't, you know when no means no or that it's over, and you know, it's some females like that too. So you know. I gotta lie, like I'm married, I'm just not gonna be disrespectful, basically.
Believe it.
Hey, that's kind of bad though, cause I like right now I don't need a wife, but I'm just saying. I wouldn't want my wife to take that damn ring off. That means something to me, though, G.
I know, right?
You probably call that comes back to relationship and what you expect from that partner. So, you know, if you expecting her to keep on that ring, you better, you know, let that bitch know. Like, it's important for you to have on this ring. It's not, you know, you feel like it's a sign of disrespect, then you do. That's the main thing, exactly, in any relationship, friendship, anything. You need communication, straight from the mouth of managers.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all, the percentage, I think, of a good relationship, I said 65% good-ass sex. I'm going to have to say motherfucking 10%. The percentage kind of got to go higher, though, G, because I don't think it's 100, it's 110 if you ask me, you know what I'm saying? Because sex is a big factor in a relationship, though, big point. Understanding, too, though, my guy. You got to have understanding with your female, nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't got understanding, you ain't got shit. What you think, shit?
Exactly, because sex can only take you so far. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are some females who are very sexual, too. So sex can play a big part in it, but it can only take you so far before you're like, okay, fuck that shit. I miss the pussy, I miss the dick, but fuck it. That's at the bus stop, you know, I mean, if she just happens to meet him at Walmart and don't know that he ain't got no car, I mean, she could probably find some things that she like about him or find out some things about him to know that he just, you know, in a hard space and that he's gonna rise or he got potential.
You ride, you got a whip, you clean, you know what I'm saying, you ride past a nigga, you not knowing what he about in his mind, but you looking at him like, this thing on a goddamn bus stop.
I ain't gonna look at him like, oh, he at the bus stop. Like I said, I mean, people go through hard times. People, you know, shit. I mean, it's plenty of people right now that got hella potential that people are bypassing. So, I mean, I'm not gonna look at him, you know, like he's a bad person, but.
You ain't gonna stop and get him, bro.
Right, they could have been saving gas.
full of money, or this female got a degree, but she on the bus. That don't take away from
you. Exactly. He could think she's a beautiful bitch at the bus stop, but I mean, he might not necessarily stop. It was like some chicks might not necessarily stop for that nigga, because niggas don't want no bum-ass bitches nowadays, neither. Period.
But baby girl, okay, tell me, do looks mean a lot in a relationship? Do you don't want to wake up next to a motherfucking Rumpelstiltskin motherfucker? You know what I'm saying?
You can't. I mean, yeah, hell yeah, looks is definitely important. Like, you have to have some type of attraction, unless that's just not important to you. You know, that's once again depending on the individual, you know, personality or, you know, I guess preference. So, you know, once again, I mean, looks are very important. Well, I just have to be attracted to my partner.
You got to, man. You got to.
Hey, the radio back one more game. I had to play this one. Hey, the radio.
Building.
Hit us up. Let us know how to reach us, you got to call in right now at 347-633-9524. Hey, the radio, let's go. To the public service announcement. Let my baby girl go ahead and take over. Hey, the radio.
PSA, PSA. I just want to talk about basically loving your kids and loving the younger generation, period, point blank. These niggas is lost as they can be, you know, and I love y'all, you know what I'm saying? I really do, but y'all need more love from more people. So when you see a young nigga, tell him to stay in school, tell him to do good, tell him just don't even, you know what I mean, don't even fight it. You know, at the end of the day, the battle is with you and God, so, you know, you just probably can't fight every fucking thing. Just know you ain't gonna always get your way. You know, you gotta have fear because, you know, you just can't be out there reckless like that. So anyway, just tell a young nigga to do right.
Yeah, no, and make sure, you know what I'm saying, y'all hold y'all head up, y'all walk like men, y'all talk like men, young girls, y'all walk like young ladies, portray yourself as such as what you want to be treated like. You don't want to be the person in life that don't do nothing with your life and just waste time all day, every day, and then look by, and then you still ain't got nothing in your life. So get your relationships right, teach your kids right. Treat your families right, your moms, your dads. Don't be so rebellious, man. It's all good, you know what I'm saying? Slow down, wait your turn. Young ladies, be young ladies, like I said, man. Don't grow up too fast thinking that you gotta fuck a nigga just to feel grown. Because you're not gonna be grown after you take that, you know what I'm saying? You're still gonna be young, dumb, and full of cum. That's how my nigga Shy Getty would have said it. So, hey, man, Manny G, Shiggy P, we in this bitch Hater Radio,
Hater Radio,
man.
Yeah, we back one more game. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody who tuned in to Hater Radio, stayed down for the call. You know what I'm saying? What is a true relationship? You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all can call in and let me know. But right now, I'm going to give a cyber shots out. You know what I'm saying? I got to give a cyber shout out to my boy, Manny G, for sure. Got to give a cyber shout out to my baby girl, Shigra. Where is that? You know what I'm saying? Hell, I got to give a shout out to Torai. I got to give a shout out to my motherfucking folks, motherfucking Jay Bizzle. Give a shout out to my whole family, my kids. You know how we do. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to Shigra. Let her give her cyber shots out. You know how we do. Then we going to go to Manny G. You know how we do. Hater Radio.
Yeah, cyber shout outs to my family, my besties, my bestie, Milan_25 on IG. I love you, Biz Naive. Just shot Jizzle, my nigga, for even giving me the opportunity to come in here and you know, do my Thiz Naive, my nigga Mini Jizzle, the team, everybody on IG, all my followers, I fuck with y'all. Yeah. So just tune in to Hater Radio whenever we ask y'all to. We appreciate the support.
Girl right there, give a shout out to Torai. I see you, baby girl. Give a shout out to Kiss the Girls ENT. Hater Radio for show. Gotta give a shout out to my boy Jay Bizzle, my boy Manny Jizzle. You know how we do. Give a shout out to all them real G's that stayed down with Hater Radio and all the independent labels out there. You know what I'm saying? Gotta give a shout out to Kaya Glenn Kelly, Natural Hair and Twist, Mood Music, Up Some More Entertainment, and all those who I forgot. You in my calls, nigga. Hater Radio. You know how we do. One more game. Hater Radio. We coming close to the end, y'all. I hope everybody stay blessed. Be blessed. Continue to stay down with your mates, whatever. Hater Radio. Have a blessed and glorious holiday. Hater Radio.
Manny G in the studio. Thank you.
fool, that means